Now for some of your email about yesterday's program. I interviewed Lisa Jackson, who wrote and directed The Great Silence. It's a documentary about rape in eastern Congo. Sexual assault is being used as a weapon of war there, and more than 250,000 women and girls have been raped.
Martha Yonk of Stevens Point, Wisconsin, was listening. She writes, thank you for the professional, compassionate, thoughtful report. You covered tragic information in a way that did not sensationalize or skirt the surface. It felt just like one human being caring for the pain others are suffering.
Most of you who wrote in were responding to our conversation with Senator Hillary Clinton. Michelle asked her about the idea that the only way Clinton can get the Democratic nomination is if she's willing to win ugly.
I don't know what it means, because there's no way for Senator Obama to win unless he also obtains a significant number of superdelegates. You know, I understand that there has been, throughout this campaign, something of a double standard. I accept it. I live with it.
What is the double standard?
Well, I think that, you know, it's pretty obvious to anybody who has followed it.
Clinton was right, says Rosemary Regello of San Francisco. Why are you directing the ugly question at her? If anything, your tone sounded ugly. The woman is a U.S. senator, for goodness sake. If Obama had been treated like that, you might be out of a job tomorrow.
Also from California, in Pacific Grove, Derek Greenwood had a different response. Thank you for pressing Hillary Clinton on winning ugly, he says. It's absolutely appropriate. It was a fair question, and she tried to squirm out of it. Yes, there's sexism, and yes, there's racism. So what? Thanks for being journalists.
Finally, our update on Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama's rather cordial appearances before a meeting of communications workers yesterday prompted this message.
I enjoyed your choice of music in the Beatles tune Come Together, writes listener Tom Schieber of Cooperstown, New York. He goes on, I wonder if your producers realize that the song's title was actually borrowed from Come Together, Join the Party, the campaign slogan for Timothy Leary's failed California gubernatorial bid of 1970. Indeed, John Lennon originally wrote the famous tune after composing a similar campaign jingle for the counterculture guru. Leary's run for governor was interrupted by an arrest for possession of marijuana, and Ronald Reagan was ultimately reelected California's governor.
Well, thanks for that trip down memory lane. If you have comments or background reading for us, please go to npr.org/contact.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.